This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
What a pleasure to welcome Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Trust you well.
Good morning, Brad. I am. Thanks. I hope you are too.
I am. But the stuff we want to talk about today is getting me excited for holiday time, thinking about sunshine and getting out and about and really enjoying living here in the Western Cape. And thanks so much for getting us ready with all the things that actually matter, some of the things that we don't really think about.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have the holidays approaching quite quickly.
Yes.
As we know, the time is going so very fast. And so to be prepared is one of those things that is also going to help with our health. You know, we want to make sure that we take care of our health inside and outside. So this is what we'll be talking about today.
Yeah, I like that. And we all like to do different things when we've got time off. Others like to hang out at the beach. Someone might like to go hiking. Someone else might like to just hang out and do some gardening. We all enjoy our hobbies and our time off in different ways. And so I guess we all need to be aware that whether you're out in the garden or whether you're out at the beach, you might be sitting with some similar issues like the hot, blazing African sun.
Absolutely. And that is true. And we might like different times of the day, and some of us might be spontaneous and not really think about it. So I think it's in the spontaneity that we have to, maybe put a little bit more practical tips into practice.
I've noticed there's some people that like to get to the beach really early. I'm one of those. You want a good parking space, but you also just want to get out there when it's still cool and enjoy yourself, because when the heat starts, then it actually becomes quite unbearable, and then I suppose it also becomes quite dangerous.
Yes, exactly. So if you are able to get out earlier and to enjoy, you know, we've spoken before about the peak times or the hottest time of the day being between 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if we can get our beach activities or our outdoor activities, I mean, it's not possible to do them all at that time, but if we can get the bulk of it done in that outside of that window, then I think that makes for a much more enjoyable day and much safer day for us from various perspectives. And we'll speak about some of the things that could potentially happen if we are spending too much time in the hottest part of the day.
Yeah, sun protection, I think, would probably be one of the things we really need to talk about. I've stupidly, and I'm sure we've all been there, you know, gone out when I was much younger, forgetting to put on anything and hanging out at the beach, and you come back looking like a tomato. I mean, we really need to avoid that, because that's potentially dangerous in the long term.
It is absolutely very dangerous. And I think we forget about the reflection coming off the water. So if we're on a boat, or if we are at the beach, or if we're next to a swimming pool, and those little parts of our bodies that haven't been exposed to the sun as much as, say, maybe your legs have been, because you might have been wearing shorts and sandals, but the upper part of your leg might not have been exposed. And so those areas are going to get sunburned much more quickly. And so we need to think about that, because we can do some serious damage to our skins and land up with long-term issues there.
Yeah, and when we've got little ones, I'm guessing we need to be extra vigilant.
Yes, because most of the damage to our skins actually happens when we're young. So by the time we're in our 40s and 50s, yes, sun protection is necessary, but we've already done the damage when we were younger.
And then when it comes to sunscreen, it isn't enough to just put it on once, right? When you get to the beach, lather it on once, yet we're sweating, running around and swimming. Do we need to constantly reapply?
Yes, we do need to reapply. So we need to pick a high coverage sunscreen. And then usually the number on the bottle will indicate how frequently you need to change that. So if it's a factor 50, for example, you want to be reapplying every 50 minutes. If it's a 30, every 30 minutes and lower, obviously we want to be avoiding that, because if you're going to be out for the day, you want a higher coverage. So yeah, you have to keep reapplying. We are sweating, we're swimming, and we tend to miss some areas as well. So just to keep reapplying will keep us adequately covered.
Yeah, and if you've got some questions around sunblocks, do check out our podcast. We did a series on that with Dr. Wendy, so just look back on the podcasts on kpulpit.co.za. Do we need to wear sunglasses? I mean, we might not like the glare necessarily, but should we be wearing sunglasses when we go outdoors? I mean, would it be better for us, or is it just about the style and actually we need to expose our eyes to sun?
Well, if we're talking about protecting our bodies and being in the hottest part of the day, then yes, we also need to consider about protecting our eyes. And if we can look cool while we're doing it, that's great. But yes, some protective clothing, so sunglasses, hats, long sleeve clothing, second skins, long pants, or a sarong or something that covers you. You know, if you start feeling like you're burning, you probably have already been burning. And so rather cover up. Use umbrellas where you can. I know in the Cape wind that's not always possible or practical, but where we can cover up, let's cover up.
Yeah. And then when we're out in the heat, we've spoken about this in depth, but let's use this as we remind everyone, we need to stay hydrated.
Yes, hydration, I would say, is probably one of the most important priorities because we don't realize how quickly our bodies can dehydrate. And when you're sweating and when it's hot, and you're very busy, we can lose those vital minerals and fluids, and it's very important to replenish those. So we don't want to wait until we're thirsty. We want to be sipping water regularly throughout the day. If we have gone hiking or if there's, you know, a lot of physical activity involved, you might want to consider adding electrolytes to your water, because that is going to replenish those minerals a lot more than just plain water is going to.
And on a day like today, where we're looking at 35 degrees plus, I mean, these are one of those days where I think we need to take hydration even more seriously.
Absolutely. So the hotter it is, and the more busy we are, and the more we're sweating, the more we need to think about our hydration. And alcohol and coffee doesn't count. Remember, those dehydrate our bodies more. So, you know, the holiday season, we do tend to have more cocktails and those kind of things. But if for each of those, you want to be making sure that you're having at least some pure water, or something with electrolytes in it as well.
When we're leaving for the day, a day at the beach, going on a hike, or whatever it is that we choose to do as we leave home for the day to enjoy the sunshine, we've got to have the pot course and we've got to have the snacks. But here, I suppose we also need to be really conscious of the choices that we make around what we choose to pack in.
Yes, so I would say if you can add cooling and nutritious foods to your packs, to your picnic baskets, and to the things that you're taking with you, obviously that also needs a little bit more preparation. You might need to take a cooler bag, you might need ice packs in there, but it will be of great benefit later on in the day. And if we can include fluid-rich foods, fruits and vegetables like watermelon, cucumber, berries, citrus fruits, some of your other leafy greens also contain enough fluids and hydrate and will keep us well hydrated. So yeah, those are good things to be packing in.
But the key there, I think, from what you've said, is preparation, because it's very easy just to grab a packet of chips, you know, and as much as that's fun and enjoyable, that's not really going to serve us well throughout the course of the day, you know, so for us to put in a little bit of thought and effort.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Your chips and your Cokes are not the most nutritious. They're going to spike your blood sugar. They're going to add to all sorts of other symptoms as well along the way. So if we can think about the nutrition, that'll be very important. And to pack things in that, you know, contain protein as well. So we want nuts or trail mix or boiled eggs. We can pack in things like hummus and we can dip vegetables in there, and fruits that are easy to that are e easy to package. So we want to have some variety in there. You know, have your chips by all means, but make sure that there's a nice balance of other healthy, nutritious foods as well.
We're going to definitely have to turn this into a multi-part series this morning. It's really so thorough in all the things that we're considering, Wendy. But let's wrap up with this one. As much as we want to always be part of the fun and we never want to miss out on things, you know how we get FOMO, sometimes we just have to listen to our bodies, right? And act appropriately.
Yes, absolutely. We should be in tune with our bodies and be able to recognize if we're not feeling well. So if we've been in the sunshine too long and we're starting to feel some of the symptoms associated with that, we need to be able to move away to a cooler place. We need to be able to cover up, hydrate, and do all the things that are going to help our bodies to get back into homeostasis. So we want to balance our bodies as much as possible. If we push them over the edge, we're going to sit with long-term problems. So like tomorrow and the next day, you're also going to suffer. And that is not necessary. If we can avoid it, then we should.
Yeah, like those days when you know you've got too much sun and you're in the shower when you get home, ow, the water burns when you lie in bed, then your neck and shoulders are sore and you can't sleep well because of the sunburn. So if we forget that this happens to us, so we need to be more vigilant so that we can avoid these things, because we forget one fun day out and then it leaves you with 3 days of feeling miserable after.
Exactly, if not longer. But even just in the moment, if you're feeling dizzy or if you've got a headache or if you feel nauseous, you know, those are also signs that your body's had too much of whatever it is that you're doing. And so to be able to stop that, to be able to cool down, to be able to just, you know, get out of the sun, get out of the activity will be very beneficial for you later on in the day as well.
Yeah, we like that. If anything, you've taught us a whole lot, but you've also got us really excited for the time that's lying ahead. And we're grateful we can catch up again next week, God willing. We can look at some other ways to practically enjoy some outdoor summer activities. That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated, almost changed the name of your company, Integrated Health Solutions. Dr. Wendy, thank you so much for this morning and for all of your hard work. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Pleasure, Brad. Have a great Thursday to you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.